For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning, just after 10 o'clock. It is BF Thursday. Welcome to your Thursday. Welcome to your prequend. Enjoy yourself some breakfast for dinner if you're into that sort of thing. Take a picture, tag us. I love looking at all the BF Thursday celebrators. It will be the next Taco Tuesday. We started it right here on K-Rock. Who knew the ham dog would turn into an international sensation that it's becoming, Allie?
I know.
Maybe
it's
BF
incredible.
Thursday is next. There's a lot of people that have a lot of things they need from us, and that's what the goal line is there for you, 24/7, 365.
So I'm just curious if people from other states can win the chance to go to the summer kegger. I tried to win tickets for the Vegas trip that y'all had, like, years ago, and Vanessa said you have to have the California address to be able to do it.
Mm.
So am I wasting my time even calling in,
yes,
and I can't win it? I will fly out there and I will do whatever if I get the ticket. I just need to know, like, am I even allowed, I guess. Anyway, let me know, sweet dippin'.
I don't see why we wouldn't allow out-of-state listeners to come to the Endless Summer Kegger. Summer is coming to an end for everyone. Doesn't matter where you live.
There are rules around other contests or things that you can win, but this is our thing.
Yeah.
We can invite whoever we want, and if you can get your ass here, all are welcome.
Yeah, that's how I would think. I mean, she's going to fly her. Seems like a real waste of your time and money to fly out here for this. But, hey, we'll take it. If you want to come out here and drink with us, the Back Bay, we'll get more people in this hour on the show. Also, perhaps you've heard of him before, Albert Hammond Jr. of the Strokes will be joining us in the K-Rock studio. Strokes have a big show this weekend. We've been giving away a lot of tickets and passes to the Just Like Heaven Festival. Strokes will be there. Of course, it was only a year ago that they were at Coachella. And it felt like we went through a long time without Strokes in our lives.
We went through a stroke drought.
We sure did.
Which normally is good news for most people.
Yeah, that's what you hope for from a medical standpoint. But from a musical standpoint,
bad.
It's much better to have some strokes in your life. So joining us in the studio later this hour, we'll find out all things happening with that band. A new album obviously just came out a few weeks ago. But Albert Hammond Jr. coming to hang with us here at K-Rock. In a moment, we will talk about, believe it or not, more controversies, because it seems like everything in our lives now can't just be easy, smooth sailing. It must be controversy upon controversy upon controversy. And so it'll probably be good for you and bad for us, and we'll get into that after Blink-182. And keep listening this hour, because we have more access for you to come to our Endless Summer Kegger. So if that's all you're waiting for, doesn't matter what state you're listening in right now, as long as you are listening live, let's go ahead and make that happen for you at some point between now and 11 a.m. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Any station could just play you the Strokes, but we give you the Strokes in our studio right now. Albert Hammond Jr. is here today. Thank you for being here. True or false, you used to listen, not only listen to K-Rock, but you would call in and try to win tickets on K-Rock.
I just told that story outside. I did, yeah. I won tickets.
You did get through.
I won tickets to Acoustic Christmas.
Who was playing?
Weezer, when the Blue Album came out.
Wow.
I was in ninth grade.
Was it a caller 20?
Sounded like this.
I'm so excited.
I can't believe I won tickets.
They say, congratulations, lady. And you're like, I'm a boy.
I think they said something like that.
Well, I wonder, are you even eligible to win?
No, actually, I wasn't in ninth grade. I was 11 years. That came. When did that come out?
The Blue Album was out in 98, I want to say.
No, it's 98. Yeah, get out of here.
No, hold on.
I graduated
high school
in 98.
Okay, so 94.
I'm not asking you any more questions.
All right, I don't know the answers here. We just worked here.
But do you remember how you won? Was it just a caller 20 situation?
It was something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly, no. I was kind of in shock.
Yeah, you were
still... Yeah.
Is it weird to you that we've been giving away tickets all week, obviously, for, you know, Just Like Heaven? You guys are headlining that big festival this weekend at the Brookside, the Rose Bowl, and now people are doing exactly what you did to try to see you. There's something weird about that, right?
I mean, life's pretty trippy, man.
Yeah.
I called to win, now they call to win
me.
Yeah,
think about that, though, for just a moment.
What a head spin.
My mind is blown right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But I'm simple. You just got back from Japan. Allie and I just found out that we are on our way to Japan.
I don't know if we really
found
that out.
We have a hot dog on the menu at
Pink's.
We have a hot dog on the menu at Pink's. It's called the Ham Dogger. It's half hot dog, half hamburger. We created it. They are launching in Tokyo, and we have invited ourselves to go out there for the big launch event.
Wait, back. Half hot dog, half burger?
Yeah, we pitched this new menu item to Pink's Hot Dogs, and it is a half hamburger, half hot dog situation.
The ham-dogger?
Twice the fun on one bun if you don't have to choose between a hot dog and a hamburger.
Why make a choice, right?
Yeah, so half and half. Yeah.
They're launching it in Japan, and then we heard obviously you guys were just playing shows there, but you said you are jet lagged as hell.
That crushed you. Yeah, it did. I was only there for... This is amazing, by the way. I got to try this.
You want to come out for us? We're going to make the guy from Pink's pay for it.
Back to Japan.
Want to fly back now that you're...
Sure, let's do it.
Just to eat something that you could eat here.
Yeah. What is the most fun thing you did while in Japan, though?
I did some cool shopping. I got some cool clothes.
When you're traveling, I mean, you're on a new tour now. Do you find as you've gotten older, it's harder to sleep in a hotel room, or do you just get in a mindset where your body is ready for something like that? I'm in a new place all the time, and I can sleep soundly.
I mean, I think when you get older, things are generally harder, but also easier. Like it comes half and half. Like touring is a lot easier than when I was younger.
It comes like the ham dogger. It's a half and half situation.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's beautiful.
It all comes back to the ham dogger.
I think I made things a lot harder when I was younger than they had to be.
Yeah, but I felt like when I was younger, I could fall asleep anywhere. I could fall asleep drunk in a bathtub and be
true.
Oh, all right, now
that's
it's 8 a.m. and I'm ready.
That's
you know,
true.
Now
no,
I'm
I
like, I don't
do
have
that.
The pillow that I normally sleep on.
No, that would ruin me. If I slept on a couch, I'd be like, oh my God.
For like a week.
I have a bone to pick with you, not specifically, but with the Strokes, and I'll explain in a moment. First of all, it felt like, and I wasn't sure where we were headed, because now we finally have new album, which we'll talk about, and new songs, which we're going to play in a moment, and then a new tour that we're celebrating, sold out pretty much everywhere. But we were in a situation where I felt, in a year and in a time where we've gotten all these bands that have come back that were away for most of our lives, Oasis Gone Forever, Back Together Again, No Doubt Gone Forever, Back Together. I felt like we were entering this period of the Strokes where we were like, where are the Strokes? Yeah. And we were, as fans, going, are we going to get more Strokes? Are we going to get more Strokes? Was this calculated at all? Was it just waiting for the right time? Was it didn't get together and say we've got the songs we feel strong enough about to release?
God, I wish I wish it was something like that. No, we never really stopped. We were just... Well, I guess COVID happened, but we went and made a record. We're slow.
Mm-hmm.
We're a weird art band.
So you won't churn anything out. They tell you, we need it by November. We got to get this. And you go, well, we don't have anything by November.
We've never done anything on schedule. And the only thing that we got pushed to do, and it was like right up until the edge. Funny enough, we flew to Japan. The second we finished it was Room on Fire. But other than that, we've been... late to everything.
So they give you a deadline and they probably know by this point.
No,
you won't
they don't
meet
give
the
us a deadline.
Oh, okay, they just don't anymore.
You don't give the Strokes a deadline.
Well, I mean, I think at the beginning
It's not like that. We've always been like that. Even like playing our first shows, we were just like, things have changed around us, but we've always been the same.
We have a picture in the back in our office here of you guys at the Troubadour, I think from 2002. And I wonder if you popped in and saw that picture yet, and if that brings back
the
concept of the fact that I still consider the Strokes, like a lot of people do, a young, cool band. You guys have been almost together 30 years, which is insane to think about.
Yeah. I mean, I've known them for 28 years, and it's been 25 years since our first album came out. I don't feel like that, I'll be honest. It doesn't feel like that to me.
Now that it's been 25 years since Is This It, is there a way that you as a band celebrate together? I know a lot of bands will do like new deluxe album releases and things like that, but how does it hit you guys as a band?
It really doesn't. We're
just
like
business
we're thinking,
as usual.
Well, not even that. We're just excited about the future. So we have yet to sit down and be like, wow, like this was 25 years ago. You know, it just doesn't come up. Once again, we're very slow. I feel like the Strokes will probably celebrate it at 50.
In 50 years, we'll celebrate our 25th anniversary.
Like, oh my God, how long have we been doing this for?
Well, it's kind of like a wedding anniversary, right? Like looking back and being like, wow, all right, 10 years, yeah. Cool. But then you just kind of move on, have dinner.
Reality Awaits, a new album just came out at the end of July. First in 6 years. We're going to listen to Going Shopping Off It, which we world premiered on K-Rock a few weeks before the album actually dropped. And then we'll talk all about it. Anything you want to tell us specifically about Going Shopping, which I know is what you just recently did in Japan. This was almost the future, telling us to what you would do. How weird is that?
If you haven't seen the video, check it out.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Walton Goggins, it's very cool.
This is Going Shopping. Walton. We continue with the great Albert Hammond Jr. of the Strokes. They will be at the Rose Bowl, Brookside, the Rose Bowl this weekend, just like Heaven. This is called Going Shopping off the new album, which we'll get into after this on Carol Q.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Brooks, Going Shopping, K-Rock. First reviews of that song. Since you're in the Strokes, you will have an unbiased opinion. What do you say, Albert?
What's my review of the song? Mm. I love it.
Great.
Yeah.
That is acceptable.
Surprising.
Like, surprising.
No, I would
trash,
tell you,
I
would tell you the truth. I love this album. This is my favorite album by far.
You say best performing song. I mean, even,
on radio.
Last Night has surpassed.
Last Night.
It's crazy. Think about that for a second.
What's crazier is it's songs we play that feel big at festivals that I don't, that either were on radio or didn't do well on radio. Which is kind of amazing.
Well, our opinion is all that matters. That is true.
We tend to have weird tastes.
Right.
Yeah.
We have no say over it. And funny, it's off the air a moment ago. Albert goes, I'd love to give away tickets to Just Like Heaven. We said, we did that already today. Let's get an extra pair. And he was just told, no, we cannot give any more tickets.
Even I don't get tickets.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? He wants to give more. He wants someone to call
Vanessa,
20, give him the...
Come
Vanessa,
on,
we can't. We can't.
I literally don't have this power. There's no extra tickets.
Someone in the building has the power.
Where is this coming from?
Yeah. Is everyone hearing this?
Everyone's outside upset about this. Well, Vanessa's trying to confirm that we can get an extra pair of tickets.
And she's saying, someone's giving me a thumbs up.
Okay. Oh, it's happening.
That's not just someone. That's my manager.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's all right.
He definitely has more power in this building.
The manager just gave the thumbs up.
Caller 20. Listen, a bonus pair. I didn't want to do this. You can thank your guitarist.
You didn't want to do this.
I said no more. We've done enough.
Klein likes to gatekeep all the tickets for himself.
Junior, he said, I want to give
away tickets.
You won tickets on K-Rock before. This is so poetic that you now get to give away tickets for them to see you, and I think it's beautiful.
It is.
So what would you like to say right now? And the number is 800-520-1067.
What would I like to say?
Yeah, who do you want? Do you want to call her 20?
Oh, right. You mean like what number? Yeah, sure. Caller 20. That sounds great.
Caller 20. You're going to see the Strokes on Saturday. There you go. And that is all courtesy of, very generous. A lot of bands wouldn't have done this. They would have said, let's make an extra $100 and sell the tickets. But not you.
You want to pass it on. Pay it forward.
Before we talk, this, by the way, the new album, which is out now, came out end of July. It's Reality Awaits. The song we just played is off of that album. You believe it is the greatest album you guys have done. It took you 6 years to get it together to a way that you liked it, felt good about it. What do you think is the sleeper hit on there?
I got all tangled in my cables.
You're like
here.
A cat.
It's like classic guitar player over here. Just like,
that's how we rope you into Stay Forever. Like, you get eaten by the microphone cords.
It's not like it's so funny when time passes. Yes, I guess it was 6 years, but it wasn't like 6 years in the studio. Just a band is a chaotic mind.
But you guys meld. Did you record it in Costa Rica?
We recorded it in Costa Rica.
So
yeah.
And then
bits all over the place. But the main chunk where we channeled, where we plugged in our hair into our avatar. Pony, whatever that thing is, a horse, flying machine, was in Costa Rica, and it was unreal.
Well, you had to drag your own equipment up a giant hill in Costa Rica, did you not? And people were trying to talk you out of it?
I mean, I didn't drag anything, but it was definitely, I don't think you can do something like that without someone like Rick Rubin. Because I think people would be like, yeah, you can't do that. And he's just like, send the gear.
And was this just pick a location, throw a dart at a globe, or was this
decision? He's in certain parts, and you kind of
go
just,
where he is.
He was just like, let's do it here, and it was... Yeah.
I picture like Sherpas, like when people say they climb Mount Everest, but really the Sherpas.
The next album has spoken to me and it is here.
The Strokes, Sherpas
like
carrying
that.
The equipment up the mountain and everything like that.
You have to carry it all on your back.
I would like to say.
But if they made like a spoof comedy, that's they made a Dewey Cox, that's what it would be.
Just more guitars getting carried up.
We blew a lot of speakers.
Selena?
That sounded gross.
Yes.
You are the 20th caller, and someone by the name of Albert in the Strokes would like to tell you something.
Hello. Congratulations.
Oh, no,
you have won tickets.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool. Thank you.
Of course. And did you think you were going to make it when you were calling?
Oh, no. My heart was racing, and the phone kept ringing.
If this is really going to be a poetic moment, you now need to go on and sell millions and millions of albums and be one of the biggest bands, because that's exactly what he did
once
he won on K-Rock. But good luck.
Pressure.
We'll see you on Saturday at Brookside at the Rose Bowl, Just Like Heaven Festival, a bonus pair of tickets. Hold on 1 second, all right, Selena?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for starting your day on K-Rock. That's great.
I'd be so nervous, like I'd accidentally like lose signal, because no one has a landline anymore, right? So
oh my god,
like,
it's our biggest problem. Like, it's tough, and then things automatically go on speakerphone if you're in, and like Bluetooth when you're in the car, and you can't hear anybody anymore.
Like, I won.
And
wait.
Phones have this new thing where if people scream, the phone will cancel out the scream. So their excited screams don't always transfer to the radio. It's heartbreaking.
We tell them they've won amazing tickets, followed by seven seconds of silence. And we're like, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
Selena, whatever you do, don't hang up.
Oh, damn it.
She was so excited a moment ago. I want to correct AI for a moment. As you know, AI is the enemy, and AI will take us all down. And there's a lot that is said about you on the AI platforms. And you have an opportunity now to correct AI. So you just have to say true or false to the following five things that all come up about you on AI.
Yeah, this is if you type in, say, hey, give me information about Albert Hammond Jr. and the Strokes.
Okay,
I want some fun facts about you.
You are the most important part of the band, the Strokes.
No.
You're saying false?
False.
AI claims that to be true.
False.
You had a twin that died in the womb next to you.
Yes.
That is true.
That is true, yeah.
You are terrified of being bitten by a toilet spider in Australia.
Oh, my God. Who's not terrified of the redback? Yeah.
So you were, that's true.
Well, when they told me the story, yes. And then when I found out that's really only in the countryside and not in your hotel on the 20th floor. But, yeah.
We just met your real manager who gave us extra tickets. But before you had actual money or clout to have a real manager, you had a fake manager by the name of Paul Spencer.
Well, yeah, that was me, yeah.
You played the manager of the band.
Well, I would just call. I didn't play the manager. It was just that sometimes...
You didn't dress up with a little monocle and
pretend
you were
a manager. No, it was just that sometimes we would...
You got to see these boys.
No, we would...
They're
amazing. No, it was just that we'd call, and it would just be like, they wouldn't really pay attention. And so, like, then I just started fake doing it or, like, trying to call labels. I mean, it was just, like... fun.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't have 19. To put on a voice or anything. You would just call with
your
own voice.
No, they didn't know. Luckily, they didn't know.
They were like, hold on. This isn't Paul Spencer.
I know.
That. Albert Hammond Jr. Yeah. I know that
voice.
You
sound just like Albert. I probably sounded like an 18-year-old kid, so they're probably like, that's before email, so you couldn't really fake it. I would call Matador. I called Matador Records once a week. Spoke to those guys.
That's amazing.
Denied me every time.
Every single time. Look at you now. You were, true or false, you were a champion award-winning roller skater.
True, yes.
Before, really?
Yeah.
You won awards roller skating. Four wheels or rollerblading?
No, like figure skating and ice skating, but on roller skates, like I had a partner. And
wow.
Yeah.
You think you could have won?
It wasn't awards. It was just competition where you'd you know what I mean? It was just like...
But you were at the top of your game.
Yeah.
Man, you ever want to go back and
go back to it?
I placed
big.
I'm going to say that AI is pretty well-versed in all things.
I know. I feel like AI usually makes so many mistakes, but it seems only a couple on this one.
The new tour, if you can get tickets and see the Strokes, you should. You say this has been a lot of fun, more fun than you've ever had.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. It's been an amazing tour so far. I feel it's just started because the album just came out like less than a month ago. I know that new things die fast now. But.
See the Strokes while you can, because they could. Who knows? It could be another one of those things where 6 years goes by and you go, where the hell the Strokes been? And then all of a sudden you find out they're going to be at Coachella and you're like, hell yeah, some Strokes. And now we're thrilled that you'll be at Just Like Heaven this weekend before we have to say goodbye. And thank you for coming back to K-Rock. We have not one, but two epic questions you've never been asked before. Two epic questions now with Albert Hammond Jr.
Two epic questions.
Okay, Albert Hammond Jr.
How fun is it to make? Who makes this stuff? It's got to be like...
That's Omar. Say hi, Omar.
Radio nerd number four. Say hi, Omar.
I just feel like, do you get stoned and just like...
Makes these... Well, that's not what we asked for at all.
Yes, I'm stoned right now.
He's very high. He's making stuff as we speak. And he's taking everything we say on the show, and he's going to play back stuff out of context to make us sound like we're racist, terrible people.
Can you give me, like, delay on when I answer this? So it's like, bah, bah.
You want us to echo you?
Yeah.
You could probably do that. Omar, play something out of context so that he thinks we're terrible people.
No, I don't want, that's not what I asked for.
That's the opposite
that is,
of what I asked for.
I said none
for.
Of that. Just...
Okay, I'm white. I'm going to call ice on you.
Okay, that's not...
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That was an example of something I was saying in a news report.
That is so out of context.
That's why... Why did you pick that one, Omar?
Terrible.
God, all right.
Best one, that's why.
That's... All right, let's go with epic question number one. Albert, you've developed a reputation over the years of being very cool. What is the uncoolest thing about you? You know, Trump isn't so bad. That's not... Oh, stop it.
Yeah, stop saying all your things.
Jesus.
Why did we activate him?
I so many things. What are you talking about?
So many uncool things about you?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the first one that comes to mind?
I feel like being, it seems like being cool is just being yourself. I mean, roller skating, for one, I probably got picked. I still get picked on for that.
Placing in roller skating competitions.
You know what I mean? You should see my outfits. Crazy.
Oh, man, the sequins.
Wow, I gotta look for
those. No, there was no sequins. But they are, you know, the roller skating outfits.
Word is, they are
what they are.
Word is, you could have been the next Christy Yamaguchi. Is that true?
I mean, if only.
If only. Question two. You spent a lot of your life in L.A., a lot of your life in New York. What is one food that people think is better in New York, but is actually better in L.A.?
Ooh.
Now or when I was younger?
Now.
Bagel.
I agree.
Courage bagel is the best bagel.
Wow. You go the hot honey one? Which one do you go with there?
No, I'm still stuck on the plain is so good. So I can't help but just get the row, the plain cream cheese and.
Do you have to wait in that long ass line or do you have a hookup?
I don't. No.
You have to wait in the line or you don't?
I don't.
You don't have to wait in the line?
No.
That's the best part of being a band, man. It's a long ass line.
Why don't you just go in and say, I'm Albert Hammond Jr. because I please skip this line?
Well, no. I
I'm going to say I'm his manager, Paul Spencer.
I'm Paul Spencer. That guy's it, and I want to play.
Do you know who my manager is?
I like bagels, and I like the Strokes.
You know who he is.
Guys, first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for all of the music. Thank you for the tickets. Just like Heaven this weekend, Strokes, and many other bands
thank
will be
you
there
guys
as well. You are always welcome.
For being so nice. I found 25 years.
This was you saw this in the halls here at K-Rock. And
I knew exactly what that was.
You have a history with the Mr. T-Doll.
Yeah, well, in that Troubadour show... where we were saying Joe Strummer was there and I didn't get to see him. Fab bit the head off that.
Really?
And then we made out.
Wow.
So wait, how did we get the head back on then?
Historical surgery, yeah. I think.
I don't know.
Corrective surgery.
So it's been a great reunion.
I mean, you fixed the dressing room. We destroyed it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. That's where our budget went.
Takeaways after this on K-Rock. Thanks, I appreciate it. More show after this on K-Rock Q. All right, that'll do it for us. We're going to get the hell out of here. Takeaways from today's show. Then Sluggo will be in here in just a few moments with more of those tickets to Just Like Heaven so you can see the Strokes. Thank you to our guests for just joining us a moment ago. And for everyone who participated in today's show, hopefully you won yourself access to keggers and tickets and everything else, passes. That was very cool. And I think we're in a lot of trouble. We weren't supposed to give away those extra tickets. But what do you want? The guys in the band. If a guy in the band says, give away more tickets, I want to give my tickets away to my listeners, my fans. Who are we? We're just the middlemen here.
We just do it. We'll figure it out later.
Don't kill the messenger. Johnny, weren't you supposed to go to that show?
Johnny is walking them out.
Yeah,
to the
tell Johnny his tickets have now been given away to a listener.
We figured it out.
Okay. But I want Johnny's tickets to go to her as well.
Okay.
Just make sure. I mean,
just make sure he can't go.
The listeners get priority here around even I want it to go. But you know what? Those tickets have gone now.
That's how crazy the ticket situation is.
I understand. I but if Johnny's got a pair, then
did
it's not.
Did you really want to go?
No. Jake,
I have to reorganize my garage. What are you talking about?
I do want to go, but I would rather the listeners get to go.
Because you would leave at like noon?
No, I wouldn't leave. It doesn't even start till noon. Can I leave at noon?
Can I leave at noon? Now you're theoretically going and leaving early.
All right. If I can leave by noon, I'm going. I'm just kidding. I'm fun, guys.
Last night, I'm out. See
you. Can you start with that one, please?
Last noon.
Yeah.
Right. Takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
562. My takeaway is thank you for your stutter, Omar. You're doing the Lord's work.
You really are.
562. My takeaway is answer the foot juice question. 661. Klein and Alley are twice the fun on one bun. And similarly, 909 said, my takeaway is, why have a ham dogger in L.A. when you can spend $6,000 to have one in Japan?
It probably tastes different over there because I would imagine they would use the Japanese Kobe beef for the beef part of it, the burger part.
Oh, yummy.
That's what I'm thinking. I should have asked it to Richard Pink. But yeah, it's very nice of him to offer to fly us out there, and we accept your offer.
He didn't offer. He said, I'll consider it,
he's considering
means no.
It. And
he'll consider it.
He's going to consider it, and we're going to consider packing our bags and waiting at the airport.
323, my takeaway is DTR stands for down to read. 909, robots can be gay, too.
Yeah.
626, Klein is the Karen of ice cream cakes.
I'm not the Karen because I'm doing a service for humanity.
818, my takeaway is this bit's a sheet cake.
All right, thank you for your takeaways. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a complete show that goes with this. And you can download it wherever you get your podcast. Search Klein Alley Show if you want to see what it looks like. We double dog dare you. You can find us on K-Rock's YouTube. What's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
See you in Japan.
See you in Japan. Well said. Jake, takeaway?
Bad bathroom. Gotta leave.
All right. Al, you have a takeaway?
My takeaway is if we do go to Japan, Jake's going to create a new tsunami.
Yeah. He's so turned on with everything going on there. He loves that anime. Okay. Omar, do you have a takeaway?
My takeaway is that you're fun.
You're fun.
Thank you. That is a good takeaway. I'm fun.
Fun guy.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll try to do it better. The finals of the dumb off are finally here. So let's figure out who's going to wear that sash of stupidity for another year.
Who's competing?
It's Ali and Vanessa and Johnny. In the finals of the dumb-off.
We got nowhere with the tiebreaker question today.
As expected.
Just proves that we suck at this.
We are doing it again tomorrow. Plus, we have your $500 Friday. Got cash to give you and more tickets. And that's all tomorrow. All right, bye.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Just okay. Doo-doo-doo.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.